This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
The Total Golf Experience.
The Total Golf Experience.
The game. The sound of the sweet spot of a well-hit drive. The drink. The great bouquet of that fine wine as you pop the cork. The cuisine. The sizzle of a beautifully prepared plate ready to melt in your mouth. Welcome to Golf Grape and Grub, a show that journeys with you into the Total Golf Experience.
The Total Golf Experience.
With Tom Keys and Pam Wood. The game, the drink, and the cuisine.
It's the Golf Grape and Grub Show on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome aboard to the Golf Grape and Grub Show, where we cover in a fun way yours and our passion of golf, food, and wine. Tom Keys here along with Pam Wood from our comfy and cozy 19th hole at the wine house in sizzling Fort Worth, Texas. Pam, it's in the hot zone out here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's over 100, I think.
Yeah, every day with the heat index, and you people understand that humidity thing. We've passed the summer solstice, and what are you doing to keep cool, Pam?
I'm not keeping cool, and I'm heading to the golf course right after this.
But oh, boy.
I'm just got my Gatorade in the freezer. And
you have a little little tequila bottles to go with that? You see,
no.
If you use green Gatorade and the little tequila bottles, that's a golf course margarita. It's got to be green, though.
That's the poor man's margarita.
Yeah, it is. It is, but it works, trust me. I've won a big break contest using that one time. That's a whole other story. Anyway, folks, we've got a great show for you today as we chat with a really cool thing to do in this hot weather. Our great contributors, John and Nancy Maria, discovered a wonderful winery and restaurant over in the cool Russian River Valley where the fog rolls over the hills over there when it's hot inland out there in California. So we're going to have them in the second part of the show. They got a great restaurant there called Corks where John and Nancy ate, so we're going to have fun with that. And before we get started, though, I want to do a big shout-out to all my yogi friends up in Montana. I know you're having fun, and hopefully, Kyla, if you're listening, you better be playing some Earth, Wind, and Fire for the gals up there. I know you're having fun.
She's into the elements.
She's a really elemental gal, so to speak. Yes. Anyway, the first thing we're doing, Pam, and we were talking about before we came on air, I call it the R&R by the USGA. And it's, you know, we got the R part is the rules. The other R is Rio. We got a whole bunch of guys withdrawing from the Olympics, which is sort of interesting. But, Pam, I know in your background, you've been quite the official in golf rules and stuff. You've taken classes and everything. So why don't you sort of clue us in, because I know you're really into this thing about the gaffe, as I call it, that USGA made last week in the U.S. Open.
Well, of course, you're talking about Rule 18-2.
Yeah, B, 2B,
which,
yes.
Affected Dustin Johnson. Rules in golf are hard. Writing the rules of golf is harder and even harder to understand sometimes. And yeah, I've studied those rules, and sometimes you just scratch your head about them. That whole brouhaha about did the ball move or not when Dustin was at address, it is very much a subjective judgment call.
That it is.
And I know the USGA is looking at this in the aftermath, and they're actually saying they're looking for a better process. I think what they are specifying is that they think the handling of video review needs to be considered, the timing of which they notify the player, and then ultimately make the final decision. needs
and
to
make it on the spot.
Yeah, and then how they communicate with players, because all of those things had an effect on the tournament at large, not just Dustin
Johnson.
Dustin
Johnson.
Right.
Correct.
So they need to revise that particular rule. Bottom line, and they use phrases like, "Was the ball more likely than not affected by the player?" And that "more likely than not," right there, that phrase, I think says it all. It's a judgment call.
And it was.
And ultimately it's made by the committee, and they made a collective judgment that it indeed was, because they said DJ put his putter down right next to the ball, to the side of the ball.
Not behind it initially, put it to the side. Yeah.
Right. And it almost immediately moved. So therefore, in their opinion, it more likely than not was caused by Dustin's putting his putter down. Remarkably, had no effect on the outcome of the tournament. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. But they still screwed up, despite that. And you know, my biggest problem with it was, you know, I've got a little problem with that because Dustin said he didn't move it. Lee Westwood said he didn't move it. The caddy said he didn't move it. The head of the rules committee guy came out and said, play it as it lies. And he didn't think he moved it. It's the issue of the cameras and slow motion that's into this. And I know you mentioned they're going to review all that, and they must. But the other big gaffe to me, Pam, was here's this organization that makes rules, and we should respect it all. I know they're complex at times, but the more you get into it and play with them, you'll understand the rules. There's good logic behind most of those rules.
Mm-hmm.
They mishandled this from a management standpoint, like I told you, like you can't believe. I mean, Mike Davis got up there the day after and called it a bad bogey. It was a triple bogey with an X. They goofed up so bad on this thing. I mean, they should not be allowed if there are other ruling bodies. I mean, there's a lot of uproar. I mean, Dottie Pepper, who we love and respect, who's on CBS now and has been on ESPN, she's putting out stuff now on social media that they got to stop monkeying with golf courses, too. That, you know, the game of golf doesn't have to be shot at even par, and they need not trick up these golf courses amongst a whole bunch of other things. My point is, the rules makers and who's ever on top, whether you're in a business and management, has got to have respect, and they lost a lot last week.
I think they did, although USGA did make issue a statement saying that they regretted the distraction caused by the USGA, and they're waiting until the end of the round to make a ruling. They know the video evidence idea needs to be reviewed, and they also regretted creating ambiguity amidst the players about where players stood in the lineup and the leaderboard because of this possible infringement on the rules. So this isn't over yet. They need to address it.
Before they, of course, you know, there's only one U.S. Open per year, so they've got almost another year to fix that. But, and it's the only one really that where cameras, I mean, the U.S. Amateur obviously has cameras on it, and it's televised, and it will have slow-mo capabilities. And those are probably the only two. And perhaps, you know, you got the U.S. Women's Open and the same on the amateur side. Those probably the only four tournaments where cameras are involved.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you know, that stuff will get squared away, and I'm sure they're going to get it squared away, but boy, do they shoot themselves in the foot.
You know, and you said it earlier, you know, why not in this gentleman's game, which this great game is, it's all about is honor and integrity and sportsmanship. And if the players, fellow competitors, agreed that there was no infringement of the rule, if the rules official on the spot looked to him that there was no infringement on the rules, that ruling should be made right then and there and move on, in my opinion. And I don't think there needs to be any of this outside influence.
They really need to come up with a way for that because of this call-in stuff. And you remember, this started a long, long time ago with Craig Stadler down at Torrey Pines when he took his stance on his knees, which is okay to do, but he put a towel underneath his knees. And then somebody called in and reported that, which, you know, I understand that shouldn't have been done, and that should have been caught without a camera, quite frankly. That's building a stance. But anyway, we'll move forward. And quick little updates before we get into our wine and food segment of the show. We've got the young guy, John Ram, the ASU rookie, his first pro tournament, and he's right up there on top of the leaderboard with Annapolis' own Billy Hurley in Tigers tournament back in D.C.
How about that, John Ram? I mean, my gosh, he won the Pac-12 individual title, 2 times Ben Hogan Award winner. He had 11 college victories, second only to Phil, who had 16.
Same university.
He's going to be a player.
Quite confident. He said he's going to win more than Phil because he drives it straighter than Phil. Well, we'll see down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And the gals are in Arkansas.
They are indeed.
Where Stacy Lewis played quite a bit, being the Arkansas, University of Arkansas gal. And
that's kind of a neat tournament because they have a lot of amateur Arkansas women playing in that tournament as well. And Stacy's mentoring them.
And the gal at top of the leaderboard shot 62 in the first round. That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. That leaderboard has changed a little bit. Jing Yan is number one, tied with Haiji Kang. Ayako Uehara is next, followed by Sandra Gao.
Yeah.
Angela Stanford is around fifth. Stacy's on down the line there around the 26th mark or so, I think.
Well, folks, stay with us. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and drift on out to the beautiful, foggy area of Russian River and the Russian River Vineyards, and we've got 3 great guests in there coming on with us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Come on, GGG fans, I know you're like me and have the desire to get more fit. I have the place for you to achieve this, and it's not a big warehouse gym with big crowds. It's one-on-one personal training and fitness center in Fort Worth. Brad Firestone and his group of HTPs, that's highly trained professionals, will help you with whatever you're trying to achieve, no matter what level you are at. Their gym is comfortable, clean, and has all the equipment you need to get healthier and, more importantly, stay healthy. As important, they customize and motivate you to achieve your own personal goals. Golfers, I know you want more length, so come experience the way to gain more flexibility, strength, and create better balance for your swing. One-on-one is for everyone of all ages, regardless of sex. You may have a hectic life, but they can help you be more efficient with your workouts and with whatever schedule works best for you. Plus, there's no contract. You can also work out whenever you want to, regardless if your personal trainer is there or not. My cranky back is what Brad is focused on with me, so don't procrastinate anymore. Call Brad at 817-731-4511 and like them on Facebook at One-on-One Personal Training and Fitness Center. You'll love the results.
Hey, GGG fans, if you're like me and a lot of folks, you probably want to get healthier. Well, I've got the answer for you, the Sanctuary Yoga Room in Fort Worth. I've been doing yoga now for 3 years, and I resolved to crank it up a notch this year to help my cranky back. Don't be scared or waffle about this. Yoga is for everyone, regardless of age, sex, or body shape. It's not just for cute, slim gals and Lululemons. In gaining flexibility, strength, and self-confidence, you do it at your own pace. We call it owning your own mat. You'll end up gaining more than a fit body. Your soul and brain will be encouraged to live a less stressful and peaceful life. Rebecca Butler is our head yogi and has a great cast of instructors who are all positive. It's infectious being around these people. Kyla is one of my fave teachers, and along with Rebecca, is offering personal courses to help you thrive. It includes counseling on nutrition, organization, goals, and spirituality. Since we love G-Words, it makes me grateful and giddy to think about glowing. So come join TK at the Sanctuary Yoga Room at Fort Worth to recreate yourself. Like Rebecca on Facebook at the Sanctuary Yoga Room.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And now, more golf, grape, and grub on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, GGG fans. Tom Keys along with Pam Wood, and we're going to bust into our grape and grub segment of the show today, and we're going to take you out of your heat wherever you are to the valley that is really cool this time of year, literally gets the fog going across top of it, and Russian River Vineyards has been discovered by our contributors John and Nancy Bria. So we're going to have three of the folks that run this wonderful little place, and it's also got a restaurant called Corks. So we're going to bring in one of the owners, Giovanni Balestrieri, Paul Scandura, the chef, and I think Josephine Gutentoff, who's the sommelier and heads up the restaurant there, are going to join us. First, I'm going to welcome in Gio. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Welcome. Thank you.
So I got to take you back a little bit. I got to go a little seeing what's going on here. Are you related to a guy named Ted?
Oh, is he Ted from San Francisco?
No, Ted Balestrieri.
Yeah, from San Francisco?
No, the one that owns the sardine factory in Monterey.
Oh, Monterey. That's the other one. No, unfortunately, no relation.
No relation. Okay, well, yeah, I had to get that out of the way because we had quite the connection if we did. Way back in the day, I went to grad school at UC Berkeley, and the Olympic water polo coach that was from there, Coutinho, his brother is partners with Ted Balestrieri in the sardine factory, and my son used to play golf down at Monterey. That's a whole other story. But anyway, you're not related to them, Ted, so we'll skip all that, you know, back in time stuff. And I know, Paul, are you on with us now?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So first to Gio. Gio, you took over this winery that's got quite a history. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's one of the most storied wineries in all the Russian River Valley. It was founded in 1964, and then it was most probably commonly known as a Topolos from the mid-70s to the, say, late 1990s, right, late 90s. And we purchased it in 2008 out of foreclosure, and everything was pretty much shut down. Restaurant was closed, tasting room was barely operating, and there was no winemaking at the facilities. The grapes were in just, you know, complete disarray in the vineyards, and we've taken 8 years bringing it back to what it is today, and I think we've done a pretty good job so far.
So are you the winemaker there, Gio?
Yep, I'm one of the partners, and then the winemaker for the property.
What different? I know in that area you've got to make Pinot Noir and some Chardonnay. What else do you make?
Petite Syrah, Zinfandel. Actually, do about seven different Pinot Noirs. We do some Sauv Blanc, Gewurztraminer, Barbera. I just did for 2014, and I'll do another one this coming harvest. There's about 12 different wines that we do.
How long did it take when you took this property over? How long did it take you to get back in shape and then start making more wine? Did it take years or what?
You know, we actually, before, we had a plan before we purchased it to get started. So I actually had wine in production in 2007. So when we did do something, we'd have wine ready to hit the streets as soon as we opened doors. But it was a very, very small amount. We came in with really, really high hopes. And when you start something from scratch or what was once a great property and it just went downhill before we took it over, we had to build up our customer base. So we ended up making a lot of wine and had a little bit of a difficulty selling it at that time in 2008, 2009. And with the economy, it made things pretty tough. But, you know, we learned, make less wine, grow. And as you grow, make more wine. And that's what we've done for the last 7 years.
That makes sense.
At what point did you decide to open a restaurant?
No point. No point at all. We bought a winery.
I can hear Paul chuckling.
We bought a winery, and this winery came with a restaurant. So, you know, when they give you oranges, you make orange juice. So we opened the restaurant 3 months after we got the keys in January of 2009.
Wow. That's pretty quick. Paul, I know you worked doing a little research at one of my old favorite haunts, the Martini House over in St. Helena, and I did look at your pictures of your burger, and I'm sort of salivating right now.
named after Gio. So.
Oh, it's named after Gio. How about that?
Yeah.
Gio likes his meat, does he?
What's the name of the burger?
Damn good burger.
Damn good burger.
Is that the name of the burger?
Yep, Gio's Burger.
What else is on the menu there? It's such a lovely looking place. That outdoor setting that's on your website, beautiful looking.
Yeah, it's actually a paradise to cook in. And we run a 2 acre, it's about an acre farm. We got a bigger property. We got a couple plots of grapes on there as well. And our estate farmer, Kata Brady, she's nothing less than a rock star. She runs the entire acre by herself and growing over 40 varieties of vegetables and fruits and berries and flowers all over the property. A lot of them are wild forage. Most of them are cultivated by Kata, and we use it to its fullest potential. Everything's harvested daily.
All organically grown, probably.
We've just been certified organic this year. Mm-hmm. So that took some time to get through all that red tape, but we got through it, and we're the sign's swinging in the garden right now. So pesticide free. Right now we're even starting to get our first tomatoes of the season out, which is incredible. We're picking summer squash like it's August right now. So
wow.
It's really good, really good. And a lot more to come out in the next couple weeks, so I'll have my work cut out for me for sure.
We've got a couple minutes left. Paul, tell us a little bit about the menu with all those fresh ingredients that are right outside in the garden.
Well, the menu, one of my favorite things that we do there, named a salad after Kata. Call it Kata's Hand Salad. It's every single lettuces are harvested daily, brought up to me in a wheelbarrow, which is the best way to receive your produce, I believe.
Wow.
And, it's just one of the most freshest salads you can ever purchase. It's just in the ground 1 minute, on your plate the next. And we like to use that philosophy with a lot of the vegetables that are going around right now, source local seafoods and meats, to kind of just help that vision come to life.
What kind of soup? I know even in the summertime you can do soup over there, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. In the summertime, what I like to do is we grow many rows of melons and stuff. So I like to do a lot of chilled soups for people dining underneath that canopy of redwoods. But I mean, if you're a fan of Martini House, Todd Humphreys has been my mentor for over 10 years. So the cream mushroom soup is alive and well on my menu.
Ooh, love that. Yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Guys, we got to go to a break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk some more wine with Gio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Okay.
Looking out at the road, rushing under my wheel. The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-535-8531 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-535-8531.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-711-9813 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-711-9813 to take your call now. Call 800-711-9813. That's 800-711-9813. Again, 800-711-9813.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
biztalkradio.com.
And now, more golf, grape, and grub on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, GGG fans. We're talking with Giovanni Ballesteri and Paul Scandura of the Russian River Vineyards in this segment. And gentlemen, I have not had the pleasure of visiting your place there, but I have seen pictures. And I have to know, what is the large wooden house that has some turrets and other architectural interesting things about it that sits there on the property? There's got to be a history behind that.
Yeah, a lot of people. That's one of the first questions that we get asked, and then Mike's question right back to them is, "How old do you think that structure is?" And I'll get answers that are built in the 1800s, built in 1700s, early 1900s. It's actually a Russian pot kiln built after Fort Ross, which is
really
up the coast on Highway 1, and it's. It was built, it was finished in about 1978 is when it was actually completed. And how the story goes is the Russians were in the Russian River Valley in the early, I believe it was 1800s. And they were growing, planting hops, they did everything. Anything that they could plant, they tried, and hops is what worked. And so they built all of these hop kilns all throughout the valley. And until it was just after the 1800s, the Italians came in and pretty much pushed all of the Russians out. So it stayed Russian River Valley, and the hops went away. I think prunes came in, and then it ended up eventually being grapes out there. But all that structure, it's our winery building. It was used to make wine from the early, what I said, the middle 70s to probably about 1992, and then it got kind of dilapidated and needed a lot of repairs, so a lot of the winemaking moved off premises. But so to answer your question, it's an old Russian style hop kiln building.
Well, it does give the place a little character, doesn't it?
Yeah, a lot of charm there.
It fits right into everything that we've done.
Yeah, it does. Yep. How far from the river are you guys, Gio?
We are, I mean, as the crows flies, probably a mile, mile and a half, but to get there is probably about 5 miles at tops. It's pretty close.
Wow. So you probably, your property probably never has been impacted by the Russian River floods of past.
No, not mine, but where Paul lives, he's been impacted often.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah. I'm staring at, I'm staring at the river
about
right
that
now,
much
guys.
Until maybe this year.
What was that?
You guys there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got to ask the question. How come you two guys are working? You're on the show with us, and Josephine hasn't called in yet. Do you give her the day off? What's going on here?
She's on the European timeline.
Oh, yeah, European timeline.
Those Swedish girls.
Those Swedish girls, you know. Mm-hmm. So, like I said earlier, I want to dive back into the wines a little bit more, Gio. Tell us a little more specifically about each of the wines that you make. Brag about them, if you will.
Yeah, the thing that I think is going to be the most fun to let customers taste is our new series of Pinot Noirs that are just, I'm bottling the last one on the July 7th is the last bottling. We'll be doing our estate Pinot Noir. But what I did for the 2014 vintage was I had nine different vineyards, all of Pinot Noir and all Dijon clones. And instead of a lot of people will blend vineyards together and do a lot of blending on Pinot Noir, I keep them all distinct and single vineyard wine. So within this series, which I'm calling our Terroir series, you've got nine different Pinots made exactly the same way with the same yeast, the same punch down, the same fermentation, but every vineyard is at a different location and a different climate, different soil, different canopy management. So every wine is distinctly different, yet follow the same stylistic pattern that I achieve and or I strive for, and that's kind of an elegant, balanced, feminine style wine. So it's going to be really, really interesting to see what the public thinks when they taste, you know, this lineup and you know, which ones they like the best and see the subtle differences of all the different vineyards.
You know, Gio, I'm going to make a statement here, and I don't want you or anybody listening to take this the wrong way, but I'm quite a Pinophile. I really like my Pinots. And there was an article recently, I think in the latest Wine Spectator, regarding that Pinot has reached its peak. And I tend to disagree with that. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
From the vineyard perspective, I mean, this vineyard's getting pulled out left and right, and guess what's going in? More Pinot.
More Pinot.
We started, I mean, just pricing on Pinot. When we started in 08, I believe kind of the average bottle price for a really nice bottle of Pinot was in the, I'd say, mid-30s. I mean, and right now, when you go out to tasting rooms, you can't find anything that's under, really, I mean, $65 is kind of the going price for a Pinot in the tasting room. And people are buying it. They're willing to spend it. They love Pinot. So, I mean, I don't see it changing anytime soon. Just my thoughts.
Well, I tend to agree with you. We talk to a lot of folks that are doing stuff up in the Petaluma Gap and, you know, all kinds of places up there in the Sonoma area where people are just growing more and more Pinot and single vineyard stuff, and it's all great stuff. It's all new.
It's all new. And just the price, the cost to put in a new vineyard, and if you were to plant it to just some obscure varieties, you're taking a big risk, you know. I'm in the market for buying as much Pinot as I can buy. I'm having a hard time finding it because everybody's after it. So, yeah, I don't really believe in that article from what you said.
Well, one of my thoughts on this, and I just, you know, would like to know what you think about it, but. You know, I'm a cab lover, and I love big cabs, and they've all gotten so expensive, you know, $100 plus. And sometimes, you know, particularly this time of year, it's sort of nice to drink a $50 to $100 bottle of Pinot Noir instead of a $200 bottle of cab.
Yeah, I agree. Cab, it's something that actually we just found out. I mean, I made a 2012 cab from a buddy's vineyard that sits at, I think it's about 900 feet elevation. It's a hilltop, mountaintop vineyard, produces just wonderful fruit. And I think we priced that cab at like $75, and we went through 175 cases of it in a matter of 2 or 3 months. And, you know, I found that just to be crazy that people were willing to spend that much money for a cab. But then I look at our neighbors to the east, and like you said, their lowest bottle of cab is $100-$125, and people are buying that, you know, left and right. So it's amazing the price that Cabernet can set. Pinot's not too far behind it now, though. And you're right. I mean, a nice bottle of Pinot is something special.
Well, I think we both tend to agree that those comments made by a certain columnist in The Spectator, I think his name was Kramer, not the guy on Seinfeld, by the way, Pam. Anyway, I think he's wrong, and I think there's going to be continued growth and interest in Pinot Noir.
So, Gio, do you have, you know, the Pinot grape is, I understand, very temperamental, hard to grow. So what's your secret of growing lush, wonderful Pinot Noir grapes?
You've got in the vineyard pretty much every other day just watching it. I farm seven different vineyards I farm on my own. I spray organic. So they're all organic and sustainable that I do. You've just got to be up on your spray programs and be in the vineyard to make sure. The biggest thing is mold. Mold right now. We've had warm days and humid days, and controlling the mildew is the biggest issue. If we can get through like the next probably month without any mildew, then we'll be, you know, clear until we pick the grapes in the late summer. But yeah, Pinot's the most finicky grape around. You pretty much, when I'm dealing with Pinot, you've got to seriously watch it the whole time it goes through fermentation, because any little thing can just change it, and it just wants to, you know, go a different direction. Unless you really have to baby it the whole way along. Whereas Zinfandel or Syrah, you put it in the fermentation bins, add the yeast, it goes through the fermentation, that's it, put it into a barrel, and you bottle it. Pinot is just a completely different animal. So just, I would just say you've got to watch it and be very careful and patient.
Watch it and get it in the bottle quick.
Temperamental little child. Guys, we got to go to break. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the Russian River Vineyard folks.
Hey, GGG fans, if you're like me and a lot of folks, you probably want to get healthier. Well, I've got the answer for you, the Sanctuary Yoga Room in Fort Worth. I've been doing yoga now for 3 years, and I resolved to crank it up a notch this year to help my cranky back. Don't be scared or waffle about this. Yoga is for everyone, regardless of age, sex, or body shape. It's not just for cute, slim gals and Lululemons. In gaining flexibility, strength, and self-confidence, you do it at your own pace. We call it owning your own mat. You'll end up gaining more than a fit body. Your soul and brain will be encouraged to live a less stressful and peaceful life. Rebecca Butler is our head yogi and has a great cast of instructors who are all positive. It's infectious being around these people. Kyla is one of my fave teachers, and along with Rebecca, is offering personal courses to help you thrive. It includes counseling on nutrition, organization, goals, and spirituality. Since we love G-Words, it makes me grateful and giddy to think about glowing. So come join TK at the Sanctuary Yoga Room in Fort Worth to recreate yourself. Like Rebecca on Facebook at the Sanctuary Yoga Room.
Come on, GGG fans. I know you're like me and have the desire to get more fit. I have the place for you to achieve this, and it's not a big warehouse gym with big crowds. It's one-on-one personal training and fitness center in Fort Worth.
Brad Firestone and his group of HTPs, that's highly trained professionals, will help you with whatever you're trying to achieve, no matter what level you are at. Their gym is comfortable, clean, and has all the equipment you need to get healthier and, more importantly, stay healthy. As important, they customize and motivate you to achieve your own personal goals. Golfers, I know you want more length, so come experience the way to gain more flexibility, strength, and create better balance for your swing. One-on-one is for everyone of all ages, regardless of sex. You may have a hectic life, but they can help you be more efficient with your workouts and with whatever schedule works best for you. Plus, there's no contract. You can also work out whenever you want to, regardless if your personal trainer is there or not.
My cranky back is what Brad is focused on with me, so don't procrastinate anymore. Call Brad at 817-731-4511 and like them on Facebook at One-on-One Personal Training and Fitness Center. You'll love the results.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
What is term life insurance?
It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And now, more golf, grape, and grub on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, GGG fans. We're talking with the folks at Russian River Vineyards, Gio Balestrieri, the winemaker, and Paul Skinder, the chef at the Corks Restaurant. Do you guys make an effort in the restaurant, Paul, maybe you can handle this one, to do, you know, pairings of the specific wines you make there with different food dishes that you make?
Absolutely. Josephine and Gio have done a great job developing the wine program and the restaurant side of it. Obviously, we showcase the wines that we produce on the property as much as possible. I use them all over the menu in the production of certain items. So I really like to try to layer the flavors of the wines that we produce, as well as some good wines from all over the world, in with the cuisine that we produce there. So it would be because it's already bridged in the food.
That sounds really good. So there's a particular appetizer I know that has caught your fancy, Pam. And so what wine would go with this one?
Well, this is we're talking about the burrata. Is that a favorite thing on your menu?
Yeah, you know, it's it was a thing that I first started making when I was about 15, and I had no idea what I was learning. And when it came time to develop a menu of my own in the setting that I was given, with the styles of wine that Gio's producing, it really depends mostly on what I would be serving seasonally with the burrata. Right now I'm waiting on a very fruitful season to go with that. So that would be a little bit brighter than what I have right now, which would be a smoked pepper. It comes with a little bit of farm arugula and toasted bread. That toasted bread made by Beth over at Nightingale Breads in Forestville. Really nice country-style bread. You can put a little bit of char on that. That'll go with pretty much any Pinot Noir with that cheese. I've done the set before with some peanut-soaked Bing cherries when they're in season, and right there is go great with that. And the style of wines that Gio produces, that, like, he's a little bit more feminine, so instead of on a warm summer day, it's great.
That sounds delicious to me, but Tom's kind of a meat and potatoes guy. So he's thinking the hamburger sounds good.
I was just going to ask Gio, I'm going to go have a hamburger once the show's over. So what kind of Pinot do you recommend, Gio?
That goes straight to the estate Pinot. It's probably our biggest, boldest Pinot. And it balances with the fat in the burger, the onions that are on there, and the sauce that Paul puts on it. It goes hand in hand.
Hand in hand. Do you have any of your wines distributed in the DFW area?
Unfortunately, no. We are all direct to consumer. All the wines that I've kind of talked about, I think our largest production on anything is 600 cases. So everything below that is between 200 to 350 cases. We're not in distribution. Everything's available online or direct through our tasting room.
Do you have any big bottles, any magnums or above?
In the future, not yet. We haven't. It's another thing, just being small and just growing. We haven't gone down that road, but I think for this next, the 15 and 16 vintage, we'll definitely have some large format bottles.
Well, I just wanted to make sure, since Josephine no-showed, I figured, she'd throw in when we come out there to eat, one of those big old burgers that we get a big bottle that she'd take care of for us,
We'll give you two bottles. How about that?
That's okay. Two corks is okay versus one.
So do you have a wine club?
Yes, we got a wine club. Three different levels. We have a 4-bottle club, a 6-bottle, and a 12-bottle. The 6 and the 12 can be customizable. So if you become a member and you say, hey, I want to pick my wine, sure, no problem. Which ones would you like? They show up at your doorstep 4 times a year. And then we throw 3 pretty great parties throughout the year. One in January.
One in what month?
February.
We missed that, Gia. We lost you there for a second.
It's the first party is in January. It's our Roaring Twenties Wine Club party where everyone dresses as with Tommy guns and gangsters, and yet the women are in flapper dresses. It's a lot of fun.
Pam, that sounds like you, flapper dresses.
Yeah. And their next party, what is that?
When's the next one?
Coming up in, it's in August. It's going to be like our pre-harvest wine club party. It's going to be kind of a carnival-type theme with carnival games and rides and that whole thing. Our tasting room manager, Tiffany, she's setting it up right now, and invitations will go out pretty soon. And then our last party is sometime in, I'd say, mid-October. It's going to be our harvest wrap-up party.
Harvest wrap-up party.
One party we did in the past, we had all the growers come out, and the growers of the various vineyards that I have poured the wine I made from their vineyard, and it was a meet the growers theme party, and was just a huge hit. People love seeing the real people that are behind these vineyards, not just the wine, but that people actually planted it. So it's a really cool party to meet people at.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. We're probably coming back out that way. We don't know quite yet, but we know John and Nancy Bria had a great time with you guys. Are there? You guys are in Forestville there. What are there hotels, little boat, bed and breakfast around you guys that you participate with?
There is. There's a, I believe it's the Russian River Inns Association. And I believe it's like a collective of probably 13 or 14 different inns that are within anywhere from 5 to 6 miles, all close, around us. We partner with them. We'll go to their inns and pour wine for their guests. They send people to us all the time. One of my favorites is the Rayford Inn, just outside of Forestville. And then also you've got the world-renowned farmhouse inn as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, we've heard of that. Well, guys, we're going to have to put a wrap on this. We really appreciate you coming on the show. You don't have to scold Josephine too much for missing the show, but we'd love to have you on when we're coming out. We'll see you out there. As I always say, folks, stay thirsty, eat responsibly, and please find your sweet spot.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.